It's Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. But first, I want to remind you about my big sale, the big audio sale that goes on through July 16th. It's at artbizcoach.com/sale. It's a closeout. I'm selling stuff that I'm never going to sell again. So check it out. Again, that's artbizcoach.com/sale. Today, I want to talk to you about the second step to getting an assistant. You think you can do everything yourself. You maintain this mindset because you either can't imagine what tasks you'd be willing to turn over to someone else, or you don't want to spend the money on hiring anyone. You might need an assistant if any of the following apply. See if any of these sound familiar. You don't feel like you can leave the office or studio for vacation. You can't make enough work to keep up with the demand. You're avoiding the work you don't like to do. You make a good deal more money per hour than you'd have to pay an assistant. You're spending more than 50% of your time doing tasks other than making art. The first step to getting an assistant is to admit that you need help to run your art business. The second step to getting an assistant is to identify what tasks need attention. I ask my clients to keep a list of everything that they do that someone else could be doing. These should be tasks that you'd be willing to delegate. For example, if you would never trust anyone with mixing your glazes, don't put that on your list. On the other hand, you might be willing to turn over the responsibility for photography, packing, mailings, and database entry. Whatever the task is, whether it takes place in the office or the studio, add it to your list. After you've made a complete inventory of the tasks you're willing to delegate, it'll be easier to ask for help, even if you're not ready to hire someone right away. Being aware of what help might look like will allow you to recognize when it comes your way. Final word, if you want to grow a profitable business, you can't do everything yourself. The key to finding the perfect team to help you out is identifying which tasks could be managed by someone else. Hiring an assistant will bring you peace of mind that will allow you to focus on your art. Artist Sunny Mercer talked with me about how she created assistantships for art students and got paid for it. It's part of my Insight series of conversations that's available through July 16th only as part of my big closeout audio sale. That's at artbizcoach.com/sale. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you think you might enjoy reading this, getting it in your inbox every Monday, go to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the Art Marketing Action Newsletter, which is just an email version of this podcast.